And on the phone I have Deputy Leader of Cheshire East Council, Councillor Craig Brown. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all, thank you. So, let's get the latest picture with numbers of COVID-19 across Cheshire East. Now, also, let me just also ask you there that there are... Central government has said the pandemic is in retreat across the UK, but then you hear that the R8 may have gone up in the northwest. Now, I don't know geographically, are we classed as the northwest? But maybe you can put some clarification on this for us.
In answer to the last question, yes, we are. There have been 1,282 recorded cases of COVID-19 in Cheshire East. Sadly, 438 people have now died as a result of the virus. On the R8, so just to explain firstly, the R8 is a way of assessing the level of infection spreading across a particular area. So people have different figures. A rate of 0.5 would mean that for every two people infected, they would pass the virus on to one other person. As you said, the Northwest R8 has recently been higher than other areas of the country, which reflects the fact that our peak period began later than other areas like London. But the rate hasn't been uniform across the Northwest, and so thankfully the R8 in Cheshire East has been and continues to be much lower than other places such as Manchester or Liverpool. And partly that's as a result of our relatively rural geography, but also thanks to the way in which local people have been following our public safety messages. So a big thank you for that.
Superb. Right. Okay. When I say the next word to you, I suspect your eyes might roll a little bit. Let's talk schools. it's a whole melting pot. So from what I can gather originally from central government, they said the 1st of June, primary schools, year one, year six, and reception or nursery to go back. But then Cheshire East Council yourselves work with the schools and you push that back a little bit to make it more achievable, or what, you know, you put it back a little bit by a few weeks, didn't you?
Yeah, so we always had concerns about the return to school on the 1st of June, and obviously the Secretary of State's most recent announcement is now in line with the approach that we'd set out originally, which didn't foresee a return by all year groups in the current summer term. So in Cheshire East, just to remind people, primary schools will be welcoming back nursery and reception pupils from this Monday. And then year one pupils from Monday the 22nd and year six from the 29th of June. There has recently been a statement issued jointly by Cheshire and Merseyside Directors of Public Health regarding the R value and in support of that, supporting the phased return of reception as well as years one and six, as we've said. We've also said that for pupils who will not return before September, we've asked the schools to review their home learning arrangements and put support in place for pupils' wellbeing.
The central government, Gavin Williamson, mentioned the other day, or it was muted from that sort of area, that they said that the schools could decide if it wasn't feasible with the space to do social distancing, that they don't have to open at all. Is that true or not?
Yeah, that's correct.
Right, so what would you advise parents that if they don't know if the school's going to open or to what years, is to get in touch with the schools, maybe, I suppose?
So if parents are in any way unsure about whether their child's school will be open, first port of call, clearly get in touch with the school. And there is further information on our website, cheshireeast.gov.uk/schools.
Fantastic. Right, there's a lot of things that are changing with the easing of the lockdown rules from tomorrow and then further on from Monday the 15th. So can you just remind us and clarify what changes tomorrow and then what changes on Monday?
Quite a few changes coming up. So firstly, the guidance that's staying the same is work from home wherever possible and continue to limit contact with other people. Although, as you say, things have been relaxed in time for the weekend. So meeting outdoors with up to six people is still allowed, provided people observe social distancing. But from tomorrow, people who live alone or single parents with dependents will be able to form what they're calling a social bubble with people from one other household, and they will be able to spend time together in each other's homes, including overnight stays actually, but the guidance is that if anybody from that social bubble begins to show symptoms of the virus, then everybody within the bubble must stay at home.
Right. So that's from tomorrow. From Monday the 15th, a few more changes happen.
There are indeed, yes. So shops that are selling what are called non-essential goods will be allowed to reopen from Monday, again observing strict social distancing. And what we're saying is that they should complete a risk assessment in consultation with employees and be confident that they can manage the risks of reopening. Cheshire East Council is seeking to support the reopening by introducing some temporary measures like footpath widening and parking bay suspensions, again designed to help with social distancing. But hairdressers and salons, as well as pubs and restaurants, will remain closed because of the risk of transmission. So sadly, there's still no nipping to the pub for a pint after work.
Oh, that's a bummer. Thanks for that. And then you've got face coverings, haven't you? Now we need to use the correct terminology. It's not a face mask, is it? It's make your own face covering. Is that correct?
Yeah, and this is a really important distinction between face coverings and face masks. So we're advising people, really pleading with people not to use the surgical face masks, because we need to make sure that they remain available for the frontline care workers. But from Monday, the use of those face coverings will become mandatory on all public transport. So that's buses, trams, trains, planes, ferries, the whole caboodle, really. There are some exceptions to who should wear the face coverings. So, for example, small children under 3 years old don't need to wear them, and adults with certain health conditions also don't need to wear them.
What about when you go to the shops and say you can't social distance because people are stretching over you? Is that mandatory yet, or is that just it's up to you if you want to use a face covering?
Yeah, so that's advisory, but if you're using public transport, then from Monday it will be mandatory to wear a face covering.
Fantastic. Is there anything else, Councillor Craig Brown, that you want to add to the weekly update today?
Just to highlight the fact that the borough has an estimated 40,000 unpaid and often invisible carers, and this is Carers Week. The theme for this year is making carers visible. So for this week, we've been focusing on celebrating and raising awareness of those unrecognised and frequently unsung carers, many of whom are actually children themselves. So we seek to support carers, young and old, through our Carers Hub, and any carer feeling overwhelmed or in need of help can contact the Hub by calling 0300 123 5034.
Can young carers get some hands-on help as well, but with experienced carers helping them in their homes at all, or is that not allowed?
Yes, indeed, through the Carers Hub and also through charities such as Cheshire Young Carers.
Fantastic. You can find all that on Cheshire East's website, is that right?
That's right, yes, cheshireeast.gov.uk.
Fabulous. Thank you very much for your weekly update. I believe next week we've got Councillor Sam Corcoran again, the leader of Cheshire Council.
That's right, yeah.
Have a fabulous weekend, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, you too, my pleasure.